We are through week one in the NFL. And to break it all down and to start looking ahead to week two, we're joined now by Robert Mays from The Athletic. How you doing, Robert?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We loved watching that game last night, at least in the fourth quarter and into overtime. It was wild. And we spoke a lot yesterday, and I know a lot of people throughout the NFL said on Sunday it was pretty simple. The reason the Browns ended up losing was because Baker Mayfield threw that pick. Maybe that's too simplistic. Maybe it's not. But if that is the case, can we simply say Lamar Jackson cost that game for the Ravens last night?
Oh, no. I mean, I think it's a bunch of different things. I mean, I think the offensive line played horribly for most of the day. I think that, I mean, the defense struggled at corner without Marcus Peters and made some pretty strange decisions when it came to the amount of pressure they sent in certain situations. So, no, I mean, I think that football games are decided by about 50 to 60 tiny little moments. And I think that that team would have been in a much, much bigger hole if Lamar Jackson were not its quarterback.
Two fumbles are, I mean, those are pretty significant plays. And he threw that ball to Sammy Watkins. That was a great play. He broke loose for a couple of big runs. But without the run game, you know, being there, although it was established to an extent last night for sure, what do you expect this season to look like for Lamar and where he's got to bring this team this season?
I mean, I think it's going to be a matter of what they can do with figuring out that offensive line as the season goes along. Ronnie Stanley did not look right last night. Alejandro Villanueva did not play well. You know, they have new starters up there. They have an entirely new right side of the line. They have a new center. I mean, all of that stuff is going to be necessary for them to figure out if they want to be the offense that we've seen them be over the last couple of years. And then hopefully they get a little bit healthier. See what happens when Rashad Bateman gets back. I mean, this is still a new group with a lot of new pieces. And I think that, to me, I was more impressed with the Raiders' defense and the changes that they made and some of the improvements that they seem to have made over the last year. I assume the Ravens will be okay. You know, there are bigger questions than I thought coming into the year about groups like their offensive line and what that retooled unit is going to look like, but I left that game more impressed with the changes that the Raiders have made more than I was concerned about where the Ravens are going.
We were talking about the Raiders and Gruden yesterday. Is he under the gun to get some things going here this year in Vegas? I mean, there's no more talk about the move and going through the move. They're there now. There's people in the building. He's signed a massive contract to be the head coach. He has to deliver some success this year, doesn't he?
I mean, you can see it in the choices that they've made. I mean, they had the number four overall pick from the 2018 draft that didn't play yesterday. He was a healthy scratch.
Right.
Because of how much of their win-now mode and the choices that they've made. I mean, this is a team that, again, went big and spent in free agency on guys like Yannick Ngakoue. I mean, they really have tried to retool that defense in every way possible in short order, I think, because they feel a little urgency to show some progress right now. So I absolutely think so. And so far, I think the early returns are pretty good. I mean, they got some production out of Yannick Ngakoue. Max Crosby played really well yesterday. They had some big plays from KJ Wright. And I think that Gus Bradley did a good job as a defensive coordinator last night. So, yes, I absolutely think there's some urgency there, and I think that you've seen that in a lot of choices that they've made.
Chatting with Robert Mays of The Athletic, you had the Raiders come back, storm back in the fourth quarter last night, win it in overtime, and that final drive in regulation by Derek Carr and the Raiders, thoroughly impressive. They had no timeouts left, not much time on the clock. They had to get pretty far down the field to give themselves a chance to tie it up. Derek Carr, to me, is the ultimate, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde quarterback, where early in the game he struggled and he was trying to force it to Waller
all
consistently.
Over the place.
And then he looks dialed in the fourth and pretty dialed in overtime as well. I have a difficult time ranking him. Is he a top 10 guy? Is he 10 through 15, 15 through 20? Where do you see Derek Carr among the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL?
I think he's right there in the middle of the pack. You know, I feel like he could go either way, like you mentioned. And I think their offense is well-designed and I think well-set up for quarterback success. He has a big hand in that. He has a lot of control with the line of scrimmage. I think some of the ways he controls and organizes the game are a little bit underrated in what he provides in offense. But I think he's a guy that you can firmly win with. You know, this is an offense over the last few years. I want to say, you know, you look at some of the advanced metrics and they were right there, borderline top 10 in passing efficiency over the last two seasons. 9th, 10th, right in that range. It's pretty good. The issue has not been what their passing game and what their offenses look like. It's been having a defense that can stick with NFL teams. So if their offense is right there in the same range again, which there's really no reason to believe it won't be, you know, they have a rookie right tackle, they're getting comfortable with everything, and you know, we'll see what happens with the offensive line, all the changes they've made there. But I think last night you saw what they can be with those weapons, with Ruggs making one or two big plays, Brian Edwards coming up big late, Waller being a superstar, and then Carr making enough throws. You know, that offense I feel pretty good about. To me, it's all the other aspects of that team and whether they can just take it up one or two notches and have this team be a true playoff team in the AFC.
We'll get you out of here on this, and it's something that we're somewhat fascinated about. It's Mark Davis's hair. And we would like to know, do you think the barber would maybe recommend doing a little spike up at the front? And the follow-up to that is, do you have one friend or uncle that has a hairdo like that that you can even say, yeah, I know someone with that hairdo?
No, you know what? My family has pretty decent hair. Like, that's one area where we've figured it out a little bit.
So you don't know one guy on earth that has a hairdo like that?
I probably do. Not that I can think of. I'm fairly judgmental. Like, if there was somebody in my life that looked like that, I would probably say something. But I haven't run into anything like that. To me, beyond the hair, it was the rest of the outfit yesterday.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
The white belt. I mean, these are decisions that it's almost like he's seeing what he can get away with, which I almost appreciate. But I feel like he needs better friends, just someone in his life to be like, Mark, just don't do that. Like, just listen, I'm telling you this because I love you. I want better for you. And I really wish he had somebody that would do that for him.
Yeah, we were discussing it. That look, the money aside, that look only gets you so far. Like, owner of the Raiders, but you show up in that gear and that hair, that is just not closing deals, and you know what I'm talking about.
I don't think it matters to him at all. He's 1-0 in the season. He's got Gruden riding shotgun with him, and he's all good. He's all good, and that's the reality of his story out there. Great stuff, Robert. We appreciate you taking time. We'll do it again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
There's Robert Mays, NFL writer for The Athletic.
I love how his phone gets dialed in right at the end of the interview.
Honestly, it was good. Crisp. It was 5G at the end. It was...
Yeah, flip phone.
Yeah, it was 1F before.
We got amateur hour going here because when's the last 18
months?
Let's
abuse Noodles about paying his cable like you do to me.
No, last 18
pay your
months,
cable at the condo.
It's amateur hour. I don't know what's going on with Noodles in his house, but it's.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have one problem before the new regime took over.
So you're going to blame Joe from the bridge for this?
I don't know. He's probably like got a pump.
I love it. I love it.
That
is a Noodles thing to do. He finds someone to blame it on.
He's got a leaf flag or a pom-pom sitting on top of the button.
That never happened all of last year.
Not once. And he's like, has something changed? Yes, the operator of the camera has changed. Other than that, it's fine. But I'm enjoying this. Like, it's, ultimately, there's nothing I can do. We're going to try and reset here. But I didn't want to jump in. We already had that incident in Ottawa last year. It didn't go so well. So.
Right, that's true. That was, I forgot about that.
Remember your head was going to explode?
My head was going to explode because he came in and out and jumped back in. I was like, guys, let's just cool it. And...
cut this guy off right now.
Right.
So now, as you guys know, I love Joe from the Bridge. Obviously, there's something going on, but I'll be back up and running when... you know, after the next break.
Well, we can hear your audio, so that's good
enough
for
us.
Yeah, you're here. It's all good. We know you're there. It's just,
my salad looks better in that picture. Like I say, I shouldn't be making fun of Mark Davis's lid when mine is like hanging on by a thread, and I had the incident last week. So it's not, you know, I'm not somebody that I should be talking about.
You're living in a glass house. Is that what you're telling us,
I'm throwing giant stones. Like, I'm laughing in the background when O's like, this guy's salad needs a rebuild, but... you know, I'm sitting there going, like, I'll never get the bowl cut. That's tough. That's just, you're
giving
up.
Yeah, it's a statement.
It's a statement.
Exactly.